The president addressed the country on Sunday, the 7th of June, which was reminiscent of those family meetings during the COVID era, and then spoke to the country about why we are not an anti-foreigner country. I suppose the real word is xenophobic, and then what the government is, or in fact is not doing to address the situation, and basically looked at employers and stated that they should be ashamed of themselves and that they will be prosecuted. The Road Freight Association wishes to bring to the attention of the president that on a number of occasions, all the way back to 2018 at least, the association has written correspondences to the president about this very matter of foreigners, and it's really undocumented foreigners who are being employed in the country, and it's not just in the road freight and logistics sector, by the way, and that this needed to be addressed. The president went on to say that the Department of Employment and Labour has launched a phased recruitment of 10,000 inspectors for this financial year, and that penalties will be increased, imprisonment of employers will be applied or increased for anyone who violates the Immigration Act and most probably any other act that is applicable to employing undocumented foreigners. He further went on to say to address violations of immigration and labor laws in the transport sector, that they, the government, were implementing a plan that has been developed with the logistics and freight industry and labor organizations. It's an interesting statement. We've been in a task team for a good number of years, and there is naught that has come out of that is addressing the real issues. The Road Freight Association has made a number of proposals over a number of years on how to address the matter. And those proposals hinge around applying the acts, the legislation that is already in place. It's about making sure that all employers, not just the employers who are registered on databases with various councils, but all employers are actually inspected, visited, and that the scourge of having undocumented foreigners is dealt with. A 14-point plan, which was drafted in this task team, has not had much progress, well, very little, and in actual fact has resulted in the ATDF leaving the task team with various complaints that government is not listening to them. So we've started to see increasing frustration from their followers and various other entities like March on March, etc., starting to drive this anti-foreigner sentiment. And we need to understand that this is not about foreigners per se, it's about those who should not be working in the country and taking jobs away from South African citizens, because that is the core issue. We've stated time and time again the reason why there is widespread use of foreign nationals, definitely in our sector, but probably this is common to all sectors, is that the requirements for the registration by all companies through whatever process, through ever whatever legislation, has not been applied, it hasn't been enforced, it's not monitored. Secondly, the inspection of all companies within the sector, not only the known ones, the compliant ones, that all companies are inspected over and over again. And that then, when in our sector specifically, when you register as a transporter, an operator, a road freight transporter in South Africa, you have to prove that you're registered with the bargaining council that is applicable to you, an employer organization, and to clearly state who your drivers are. And without these, as the association has repeatedly noted to the Department of Transport, the current situation will continue. There are further aspects in our case, like the National Road Traffic Act, that need to be applied. The bottom line is that thousands of new labour inspectors are not going to solve this problem, because they surely would need to apply what is already in force and is not being applied. It is also quite clear that the threat of prosecution, which is currently catered for in legislation, has not been seen to be a deterrent, mainly because of poor inspection processes, poor prosecution, weak cases, etc., etc. So the most immediate effect of trying to counter foreign nationals entering the country or in any sort of illegal undocumented state is that we need to go to the employers, we need to make sure all employers are brushed with the same brush, combed with the same comb. There might be some sorts of delays at various ports, but in general, that's not really going to create backlogs or congestion, because it isn't as if there are masses in terms of road freight of these illegal employees coming across. They work within the country, not cross-border. That's a totally different sector in total. So the real test lies within the country itself, and that's what the Road Freight Association has said over and over again to the president and to those departments. There is sufficient enabling legislation. There are clear rules and circumstances detailing when and why foreigners may be offered employment in preference to South African citizens. So apply that consistently, rigorously. Require all employers to jump through the hoops required, whether general or sector specific. It's not about removing all foreigners just because they are foreign. It's about following the rules, applying the rules, making the process just, fair, and consistent.